Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. I'm Death, the Grim Reaper. You're about to hear four comedians battle it out in front of a live audience in an effort to win my favour, and in the end, one of them will die. It's like Game of Thrones, only the sex is done a lot more tastefully. Let the games begin.
Live from Derby, it's Panel Beaters! Thank you very much. Welcome to Derby at 2 o'clock on a sunny Sunday afternoon, which is, frankly, the worst piece of booking we have ever had for this show. It does feel like Gardner's Question Time is doing a midnight slot at the Download Festival, but never mind. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. And we're going to introduce our panellists, so I should explain. We'll start off. First off, we have Mr. Sam Gore.
Hello.
Then Steph Todd.
Hey.
Mr. Gary Delaney.
Hiya.
And finally, Mr. Steve Day. I should explain, by the way, Steve is the first contestant we've had on the panel show who has a disability. His disability is he has decided to wear Lycra in public. I'll be honest, the view of his two little swimmers over there is quite spectacular from here. So if at any point a joke doesn't go well, he's literally just going to move his leg and you will see. I should explain, well, two things. Steve is also deaf, by the way. Which, I'll be honest, we thought we were getting someone to do deaf. There was a slight Turns out the Irish accent is not easy to understand on the phone. There's been a terrible booking mistake. But yes, so Steve is lip reading, so we thought we'd have me, who's like an unintelligible Darrow brain, to
happy yeah, shopper Darrow brain.
What?
Happy shopper Darrow.
Happy shopper Darrow brain. Yeah. This comes from retarded brain. Milton Jones, but never mind. So Steve, can you understand everything clearly so far?
Absolutely, Dara.
Good, thank you very much.
I love the wig, I love the grey wig.
Yeah, it was fantastic, yeah, a little bit of fancy dress. I should explain, by the way, the reason you are wearing Lycra shorts is he cycled this morning.
It.
Yeah, he biked it from Birmingham. Yeah.
All my kit's hanging up here. Yeah. I've got a little laundry corner in the thing, and my bike's down there. So nobody nick it.
Yeah.
Mate, we're like Derby, that's gone.
Half of the audience clapped that, and some people over here looked genuinely appalled. I don't know, it was either taking exercise or living in Birmingham. And to be fair, you live in Derby, don't throw stones, all right?
I think you are the healthiest person we've had on this programme, Steve.
Yeah. And you're the only one with a blue badge. That seems so unfair. Yeah.
And you sat next to me for contrast.
Yeah. When are fat people going to get their own blue badge? I'm just throwing it out there as a concept that nobody agrees with. Okay, good. But ladies and gentlemen, we'd rather introduce our judge, not just for today, but for all time. Give it up for the Grim Reaper, Death!
Ooh. I like him.
What's this all about? I killed Al Capone! Demand some respect. Hello, how are we doing?
Not too bad. Are you enjoying the lovely weather? You seem dressed for it.
Yeah, I am. I'm not really a summer kind of guy. Quite annoyed to be here, to be honest. I had tickets for the cricket. Yeah, I like going to the cricket. Just saves time. They all go to one place. I can just mop them up afterwards, can't I?
Yeah, to be fair. If you ever want to get me, just take me to a cricket, Death, and I will take me to a cricket match and I will welcome Death by the end. See, I'm Irish. As far as we're concerned, cricket is just a waste of a perfectly good field.
That you could not be growing potatoes in.
So let's start with our first round, ladies and gentlemen, is the elevator pitch round. It's very simple. All that happens is I throw out some concepts and our team pitch me their big ideas for them. Right? So it'll all become very clear very soon. So, contestants, pitch me your ideas for new supervillains.
Wonga Woman. She seems like a hero at first, but you'll be paying her back for the rest of your life.
Very good.
Magneto, but he's even worse now because he's bipolar.
Catwoman brings dead mice to your house and shits in your plant pots.
Before I do this one, I feel like I should point out I do have a degree in journalism and according to the outcome of the court case, this one is definitely libelous.
Good.
He's got eight hands and they're all over you. Dr. Foxtopus.
The Riddler, I'll lower the tone. You have to get away from him because he does give you STIs.
Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, but he touches kids because he's made out of a yew tree.
I've got a film, Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Mr. Khan, and he just chucks them out the newsagents for stealing dib dabs. Wheelie Bin Laden.
Yeah. Your only explanation of that is just...
He throws paper aeroplanes at your bins. It's not that bad. Yeah.
Good. Now, pitch...
Oh, yep.
Mr. Beeps in Too Late Man.
We're going to change the edit to put that first.
So you got to admire the level of difficulty for a deaf bloke to do a joke that involves beeping in too late to get set. That is pretty highly skilled.
Did it go?
Yeah, you got that spot on, mate. Yeah. Yeah. And that means you're the person who gets to finish the round, which is a really coveted spot.
Yeah. All right, next pitch for your ideas for terrible ways to propose marriage.
This actually happened. My wife is an athlete, so very good, running. I was running with her, and I thought, this is the day, and we'll go running. It was in the park, and it was lovely. And I thought, so I got down on one knee, and I was doing that, and she just thought I was having a coronary. She still doesn't think I actually proposed, but I did. I just couldn't get the words out.
The other way around to that is how I got married.
Yeah.
Chased a woman round the park until she fell ill.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen her before. I mean, I just saw this woman running round the park.
All right, anything else for terrible ways to propose marriage?
Go down on one knee until she says, "Stop licking my knee."
I thought halfway through that was going to be worse than it was.
No.
Right, will you marry me in semen on her sister's chin?
Two thirty PM.
I'll be honest, Sam Gore is not the ideal mid-afternoon comedian.
Sorry, hang on, I'll fix it. Right, will you marry me in semen on the side of the HMS Ark Royal? I can fix this, it's fine, I can fix this. Right, will you marry me in semen on the buffet at her husband's wake?
I normally find writing with semen is easier if you do Morse code. Dot.
Yeah. Interesting fact, going back to the Ark Royal, that's quite easy to do, because the thing about writing with jizz on the side of a boat is you can get the seaman to provide the seaman.
That was the most offensive part of that joke.
I like the way you started off with a load of filth about jizz and ended it on a Radio 4 pun.
I thought about skywriting, have it that will you marry me on a plane, but don't do it on a day when Arsenal are playing at home. Because it's going to be more, wag her out. What do you mean, wag her out? I thought you were willing to marry me, wag her out.
Like, I really want to hire a plane to fly over the Emirates next season saying flying planes over stadiums is fucking stupid.
No, any more for that? No?
Oh. Hey, baby, you're old enough, your dreams have died. Would you like to settle?
You should get that as a T-shirt for your tour. That'd be quite good.
My favourite part about that was there's a couple in the audience over there who just looked really lovingly at each other at that moment. Like, see, it's not worked out that badly, has it?
Mate, everyone in Derby's settled.
Moving on. Pitch me your ideas for things for Donald Trump to do when he visits Britain.
Go to Hadrian's Wall to see how it's done properly.
Some proud Scots in there.
You could visit Roald Dahl's grave and thank him for getting Willy Wonka to free his people. You can visit the DUP in Northern Ireland and hang out with the other mad orange dickheads.
I don't get to vote, but I'll tell you, Sam's in the lead right now.
Have a nice chat about immigration with my nana.
I'm going to be having a nice chat with your nana next week. She's a lovely woman. I'm looking forward to it.
any more for Donald? What things for Donald Trump to do when he visits Britain?
Could he ask what the weather is? Then when you hear it's pissing down, get really excited.
Allegedly. We have to throw that in there.
I don't. I'm deaf. You can't sue me. He definitely got pissed on by them prozzies.
Imagine that fake
come
tan
at me,
running.
Donald.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the elevator pitch round.
Solid round. Solid round, I think. You know, there's no early leader, but I think we could safely say that Sam's in last place.
Yeah, no, that's a given. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, is the party political podcast round. Basically, we've made panel beers into a political party. We started doing this at the start of the series about 5 weeks ago as a joke, but it turns out it could end up being quite... Like, for example, our party political leader is Death, and he is, as of today, polling higher than Theresa May, who's in charge of the government, so we could actually be in with a shot. So
I actually turned down a coalition with the DUP on moral grounds.
So let's give you some ideas. So in your own time, just pitch me your ideas for our manifesto, folks.
Just because everything is a bit less scary once you've tried it once, like bungee jumping, just for a little bit, I'd make homosexuality mandatory in Northern Ireland. I just think the DUP would find it harder to vote against marriage equality once they fully understand what a prostate-based orgasm feels like.
Is that an open border policy?
I think that was the suggestion for the Liberal Democrats manifesto. They got rid of their leader. Any other suggestions for our manifesto?
Okay, so banning old people from kissing in public. I know, I did see some old people kissing earlier, but I think 30-year-olds are disgusting.
Every time a vegan mentions that they're a vegan, they should have to eat a Big Mac.
Any MP who claims expenses for a duck house has to live in it.
Anyone who says you do the math rather than you do the maths has to go back to school and do some English.
Some Englishes, you mean?
Englishes.
I like it.
I think the Queen, when instead of just giving money to the Queen, she's got to do something for it, like a sponsored walk or something. Or
and then the Queen dressed as Yogi Bear doing a marathon.
Pound a mile or something. Or Duke of Edinburgh. Pound. She could be spontaneous. And the other thing, to make politics kinder and gentler, is to replace the House of Commons with a bouncy castle.
Now we're talking.
Because, now, what law? You would not come up with a bad law from a bouncy castle. Every law would be just great. You'd have to bounce and say, I put it to you, my learned friend. Gotta take your shoes off first. You can't come up with a bad law when you're taking your shoes off.
This is one, just stop people. Every time an MP votes against something that adversely affects the populace, they need to release 5 items from their recent Pornhub search history.
Adverts for fast food companies should only be allowed to feature people who actually eat loads of fast food.
You're just angling for work, Gary.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! I'm loving it.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! Diabetes. Any more manifesto points or Death will pick his favourites? Any more? Okay, right, well, first off, we're going to have Gary gets can afford all his fast food. Gary doing the fast food adverts, clap if that's your favourite. Good, Gary just literally deafened the sound guy clapping into the microphone.
That was just my chins wobbling as I shook my head.
Then there was the... It was
mandatory homosexuality in Northern Ireland.
Or is it also called Ulster Says, Oh! Thank you. So, mandatory homosexuality in Northern Ireland. Clap if that's your favourite.
I think we've got a winner.
All right, finally, clap if your favourite is the House of Commons should be a bouncy castle.
Clear winner. Congratulations, Steve. It means I won't kill you for at least another hour.
Also, if the House of Commons was a bouncy castle, then if terrorists blew it up, they'd be doing you a favour.
This is the Quotey McQuoteface round, which is a Shakespeare special. Basically, we've got some quotes, and you have to fill in the gaps, and they're all famous Shakespeare quotes, because you know how... I'm just looking at this audience now. Any big Shakespeare fans in? Make some noise!
We may have misjudged
this. We may have misjudged this horribly.
Could we have not done like Scarlet from Gogglebox?
There is a slight chance I've not gone highbrow with this one.
Right. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some...
have Bill Cosby thrust upon them.
Allegedly. He got off...
Again, definitely.
Yeah. Allegedly, definitely. Let's just put it that way. Right, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some...
put eyelashes on the car headlights.
Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some...
some regret calling the snap election.
If music be the food of love...
deaf people are fucked. Or not. The case may be.
Must be bloody starving.
If music be the food of love...
James Blunt gave me salmonella.
If music is the food of love, then ice cream is what you eat on your own whilst having a cry wank.
Do-do-do-do-do, ice cream.
The new sadness flavour, McFlurry.
Yeah, they've got the Happy Meal and they've got the Delaney Meal. Very different. Right, moving on. If you prick us, do we not...
develop an immunity to measles, mumps and rubella?
Nice to have some medical fans in.
Yeah, tell you what, that bloody vaccine. Oh, scared you my life, that, seriously. The amount of work I got went through the floor. Like, thank God for that guy making up all that shit about autism a few years ago. Really gave me a boost. Don't vaccinate your kids, people. Cheers.
That's like the weird sort of celebrity endorsement you get. Gary's doing McDonald's and you're doing anti-vaccination.
I'm also doing McDonald's.
Anti-vaccination. What, the autism?
Yeah, oh, sorry, I was pointing my head that way. Don't worry.
I'm 20 minutes behind, but I'm catching up. I thought you were... sorry, yeah, you're not that autistic. I mean,
I'm not autistic at all!
No, I thought that was your thing. Spectrum.
Have we started a disability arms race?
No, that's what I thought you were... spectrum everyone.
We are definitely going to get complaints for saying that death is autistic.
If you prick us, do we not...
watch our House of Commons bouncy castle slowly deflate.
There is one he didn't prepare earlier. Sam?
If you prick us, do we not fall asleep until a handsome prince / date rapist comes along?
Right, final one. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Hot and sweaty. Now get off me, Uncle Barry.
Oh! That started off all right and then went really creepy really quickly.
Yeah, I should have waited a little bit for that one.
So should Barry.
He never does.
Finally, we're going for the big finish. Sam, give us the big feel-good ending here. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Now you can, Sergey. It's comparethesummersday.com.
I've got an actual Shakespearean one. Can I try it?
Okay.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day... thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's leaf hath all too short a date. Sorry about that, but I got all of my answers written by a bunch of monkeys with typewriters.
That was a long walk, but totally worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of that round! All right, up next, ladies and gentlemen, is the slogans round. It's very simple. We give the contestants a product, place, thing, person, and they have to come up with new slogans for us. So let's get going. First off, give me your new slogans for cats.
Cats. Soon, humans.
Nice.
Cats. You love them unconditionally, and they will tolerate that.
Cats, because without Tiddles, you'd be so terribly alone.
Is it worrying that death thought that was really funny? Like,
I go around a lot of those houses.
Come on.
Cats, if you want a companion that doesn't understand you, resents her imprisonment, and runs away from you when you're naked, they're cheaper than a Thai bride.
Cats, because your dead nan's face isn't going to eat itself.
And we're back. This is it. We're back. We're probably back in now.
Right, I've got a new favourite joke of the show.
Anyone else got anything horrific for cats?
Oh, nothing horrific. Just keeping YouTube in business since 2005.
Any more for cats?
Maintaining eye contact whilst having a shit since 1872.
Right, many more. I'm moving on. Nope, okay. Give me slogans for kissing. This'll go well. Oh, Sam Gore, here we go.
Kissing. If it tastes like a rock pool, she's cheating on you.
Jesus Christ.
You've ruined a relationship and rock pools for me there.
He's ruined this round. We can't follow him.
Also, that if she does taste like a rock pool, you're probably going to find some crabs.
Kissing. You do it to your girlfriend, you do it to your granny. But bear in mind, it's cheek for one, the other on the fanny.
Poetry.
Bonus points for rhyming.
Yeah. I'm slightly worried that the order is wrong there, but I'm not going to point it out. Kissing, anyone Ooh. More?
Kissing, a great way to ace a job interview.
Kissing, put nothing but time between you and every dick she's ever sucked.
Kissing, because it might distract Father Maguire for long enough so he fucks one of the other kids instead.
Yeah, to be fair, that normally happened after Mass. It's normally about 11:30. Good times. Moving on. UKIP, give me new slogans for UKIP. Yes.
UKIP, because the Tories let in blacks and gays now.
UKIP, we're not racist, but...
UKIP, the pot that literally calls the kettle black.
UKIP, because Isle of Wight isn't just a place, it's also a policy.
That was actually a clever joke, Gary. Well done. Thank you.
UKIP, always the white pridesmaids and never the pride.
Go on, UKIP.
Because you tired.
Aww. Aww. A nice little snoozy one.
See, that's the thing, right? If anyone's been sat there appalled by most of the show, right, there's a little something for everyone every now and again. Just be a little bit of gentle wordplay.
Right, slogans. Right, pitch me, finally in this round, pitch me your slogans for... Google!
Google, we know everything about you, especially you, Alan.
There's no algorithms, it's powered by demons that feed on your shame.
Google, if only there was some way to find out about us.
Google, the best pub quiz team member you could ask for.
Google, because whatever symptoms you've got, it's cancer.
Fingers crossed.
That's rheumatism.
Google, you searched for Google's tax records. Didn't you mean child porn?
That is the most offensive but politically fine joke I've ever seen.
They both abuse a loophole.
Okay, any more? I'm going once, going twice. Gone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of that round. Yeah. So, Death, who's your favourite for the chop at the end?
I don't know. It's, I'll be honest, I was going to put, at the moment, I was feeling like Gary was lagging behind. Like, he might be my favourite to kill. But, you know, looking at him in this heat, I reckon I might just leave him.
Thanks, mate.
Gary Delaney, the self-basting turkey of comedy. There you go.
I haven't sweated this much since I last had a meal.
I like how why I'm doing fat jokes. The great thing is, it's a podcast. They don't know why that's ironic.
For the listeners, Queeve is very fat.
And he gets away with a lot because he's black.
Anyway, honkies, moving on. The next round is Hashtrats. It's like that game on Twitter. Basically, we give you a hashtag and they have to come up with something. Okay, well, here we go. Hashtag exaggerated books.
The brand spanking New Testament. I think that's right. I don't know.
Charlie and the American multinational food conglomerate.
Wuthering Shites. I know it wasn't quite, but I just liked it. It wasn't quite the rules of the game. I just liked saying it.
As long as you're having fun, Steve.
Winnie the Diarrhea.
Oh, thank God. Here comes the next one. This will be good. Hashtag childish TV programme.
EastBenders.
Line of Duty.
The Wanking Dead.
Ainsley Harriet's Big Cock Out.
Hashtag childish TV programmes.
Teddy Bummies.
How I Fingered Your Mother. I'm sorry.
You better imagine anything at the back explode.
Have I Got Boobs For You?
This is my favourite round we've ever done.
The random homophobia round.
Baggy pussy.
Jim will fuck it.
He did. Okay, any more for childish TV programmes? I'll give you one more, then I'm moving on.
Oh, Thongs of Praise.
Best round ever.
Yeah, Steph is way ahead now. Finally in this round, your last chance, hashtag spoiler movie titles.
Dude, there's my car.
Romeo and Juliet, the original Suicide Squad.
50 Shades of Grey, you don't even get to see her vagina.
Hashtag spoiler movie titles.
Toy Story and the Time They Got Back Safely in the End, 1, 2 and 3.
Oh brother, there you are.
Magic Mike, the cinematic equivalent of sitting on a tumble dryer. Driving Miss Daisy, you don't even get to see her vagina.
Found Nemo.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of that round. This is on Death's Door round, where basically they all get a chance to make a final statement, if you will, to try and win your favour. And then this is the exciting bit. You get to vote to save one of them. Look at the people of Derby. For the first time in your lives, you've got power. Oh, it's going to your heads. Right, so let's start off. So first off, Gary Delaney, make your final statement.
It's just a waste of your time, really. We've already established quite readily that I'm on your list within the next few days regardless. The whole episode has been largely, you know, my weight and mortality. So, you know, just save yourself the effort. Take yourself a bonus. This is... You know, the old comedy line about going to a brothel and having a wank. Don't do it.
I like it. Vote Gary, save me a job. All right.
Okay. Steve Day, would you like to give your statement as to why you should be saved by the audience?
Well, it's not for the fact that I'm Britain's only deaf comedian, if there are any others I haven't heard. And the fact that I've had to deal with all this lot, not knowing... Actually, it was an advantage not knowing what half of them are saying. Not for the fact that I've got 5 kids to look after. 2 of my kids are stepkids, but they're just as fucking annoying as the other 3. It's not because of that. It's because of the fact that I come here on a bike 40 miles to get here. I came here on a bike and now I've got a bike home. You cannot kill someone who's done that to come here.
Yeah, no one likes to show off, pal.
Steph, Todd, would you like to give your reason why you should not be killed?
Oh, bloody hell. Right, so I'm going through quite a hard time at the moment and, like, lost my job. And I've been for loads of job interviews at the moment and they're not going very well. And I don't know about you lot, but I think the worst thing about a job interview is having to put your top back on at the end. I'm that poor, I have to go to Primark and look for things that don't look like they're from Primark. So I have quite a hard time, so good through an hard time, so it'd be nice to survive. Thanks.
Steph. And finally, Sam Gore, would you like to give your reasons why you should be saved?
Well, here's a reason why I should be saved in the first place. I'm fighting an uphill battle here at the first place. We've taken the piss out of each other. We've called Gary, like, you know, a second-rate Milton Jones. We've called Queeve a second-rate Dara O'Brien. What hope did I have in the first place being a second-rate Gary Delaney? And I'm not going to ask you.
Really
I'm not going to give you like a sob story. It's not Britain's Got Talent. If I can't succeed on merit, I don't deserve to live.
Okay.
So apparently, Sam does not deserve to live.
Right, so ladies and gentlemen, you get to decide who lives. But what we do is we're going to, instead of having just applaud, we're going to assign every member of the panel an animal noise.
Basically, I think Steve, I think a dog noise for Steve.
A what?
A dog.
A dog.
Dog noise for Steve.
Like a
wolf. So if you want, a wolf. We'll let you know when they've made the noise. for Gary, a sheep. Sheep noise, if you want to save Gary.
I would have gone pig, but all right.
All right. well, I was going to say cow for Steph, but now you're making me look like I'm
being salty. No, it's fine. We can do a moo, it's all right.
Yeah, a moo for Steph. And if you want to save save Sam, make the noise of a badger.
Can I just say, as a man who has been attacked by a badger, this is absolutely... I was attacked by a badger in the centre of Manchester.
You look like you were fathered by a badger.
Yeah. I think...
Well, there you go, then. If you want to make the sound of the badger, it's top of the morning to you.
Oh, no. I was going to give you the noise for Sam, but fuck it. No, he's definitely not. Whatever happens, you ain't being saved this time, prick. Right, okay.
I know the noise a badger make. It's... Did you run them over?
Yeah. Okay, so whichever one you want to save on the count of three, make that noise and this will be how you vote. Fuck it, no other form of democracy is working anymore. Let's give this a shot. Okay, are we all clear? 1, 2, 3, go!
I think the dogs have it. Steve is safe. Hey! He's going to get himself home on his push bike.
I think basically everyone wants those shorts out of Derby as soon as possible.
I don't know if more people voted for Steve, but I think you were barking extra loud to give him a sporting chance of hearing you. It's a clever game.
Also really mouthing the woofs clearly. Woof. Woof. Woof.
Right, well, ladies and gentlemen... right, Steve Day is safe, but Death, you get to decide which of these three comedians you take to the netherworld with you. So is it Gary Delaney, Steph Todd, or Sam Gore? You assume the position behind them, please.
This bit will be comedy gold for the podcast. This is...
Bear in mind, Death did fall over while sitting down. Oh! For the sake of the podcast...
Tastes like a rock pool. Death...
Death just licked Sam Gore, and now we all want to die. Okay, so we're going to decide. Death is going to decide who it is. Do you want to give a quick brief summary before the...
No.
Good. I want to get my car. My car's got 3 minutes left on the parking, so I'm going to get the fuck out of here. So can we all just do a drum roll, please? Hands and feet. Here we go. Death, over to you.
Coming with me to the Netherworlds today will be... Steph Todd!
Oh!
Oh, it's nice.
Bit of a
to
twist.
It's nice to see two white blokes still get ahead in comedy because there's not enough of those fuckers on television.
I'll be honest, I just didn't have the space in my boot for Gary.
Ladies and gentlemen, give up for all the contestants you saw. Steve Day! The late Gary Delaney! Sorry, the late Steph Todd. Gary's still taking it
off. Oh, cheers. That makes me feel loads better as well.
And incredibly, the still alive Sam Gore. I've been Queeve McDonald. We've been Pamela Mears. Thank you very much, Derby.
Are you not entertained? If so, why not subscribe, rate and review Panel Beaters by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. It really does help. Death is a dead ringer for Rob Mulholland. All the podcast production and technical wizardry is done by Richard Massara. The music is by bensound.com and the design by Ox. Panel Beaters is produced by Queeve McDonald and the show was created by him and Gary Delaney. No comedians were harmed in the recording of this podcast, except for the one I killed, obviously.